So yeah, I would say that I had a handful of some heavy things the last 2 years.
Well, I wouldn't have known because you're always been nothing but positive to me.
Well,
I'm sorry, I had no idea.
And to your point, you know, so many people gracefully carry around these burdens. And we talked about this last month, that you just never know what someone's going through. And to just be super mindful, aware, and compassionate to people in general, because that is a lot. I mean, that's just, you know, everybody had one or two or three of those things, but you have all of them.
Yep.
So maybe you can tell me, was there one thing that triggered you to say, I need to start focusing on me? You did go backward, but what motivated you, or what was the point, or what steps did you have to take
to get off the canvas?
Ultimately move forward.
Yeah, I was definitely head deep in a pit of sand. I was really struggling and trying to dig myself out and trying to find this new me and trying to juggle everybody. And most of all, my dad's death. And my dad really missed out on not understanding why all of us going to my parents' house. So we stopped because of my sister, but my dad not understanding, not hearing half of the conversation, not being around for it, was really hard for him. He used to come over to our house.
Oh no, well now I just thought, how am I going to pay for him?
And the last time he came over, he was close to our garage, and he said,
because it's like, you know,
the last thing he said to me was, your sister is incapable of giving anything more than 5%. I need you to give me 95% because I need you back.
Okay. Get it.
Yes. You just have to make up for her.
Figure it out.
Just a small ask.
Yeah, you got to balance this out. And I remember, like, I went back to my desk and I started working, and my brother Travis, that lives in Arizona, called me. And I'm pretty close with him. He's a sibling right next to me. And he was like, hey, just, you know, I'm checking in on you. And so whether it's divine intervention or whatever, it was just that specific time, and I just lost it. And I'm someone who, I think most have never really seen the emotional. I have a pretty even keel, and I sobbed for like a half hour on the phone and told him like what dad had just said and like, how am I supposed to do this? You know, when he walked out the door, he said, nobody loves me anymore. So he was struggling, and again, he had put this on me, and my brother has said the most simple thing. You know, Janelle, you don't have to answer your door. And he said, in fact, you have the right to change your locks. And for me, who was grasping and searching and like trying to find something to hold on to, that was it. So for me, it was him telling me I had a right to change the locks. Like, I wasn't required to carry all of these people.
Carry that cross, yeah.
And so I did. And I changed the locks actually physically. I changed my codes to my garages so that he couldn't just walk
very
in.
Very symbolic.
Yeah.
I mean, you too. True.
But at the same time, I took a step back and realized that I needed to change the locks for some people that were in my immediate circle. They weren't people that were bringing me to a better level. They weren't people that were bringing me to even an even level.
That's so tough, because those are people you love.
It is. And that's the hardest part, is you don't realize that they're not there for you in the right way, because they've always been there for you. So these friends that you've had for a really long time, or people you're surrounding yourself with, you don't realize, they're actually bringing me way down instead of picking me up.
So when you changed the locks and decided to make that choice in your life and took a moment, what was the reflection there? I'm curious. I think I know, but what happened in that process?
It was the most
liberating.
It was, but it was also very difficult, because I was all of a sudden pushing away people that had been around me a lot.
You feel like you're abandoned.
Yes. And luckily, I have an incredibly supportive husband. We're super close, and I have incredible kids. We're very close. And so I had this awesome little pod, and I just said, okay, this is what's going down. This is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to change. Because not only was I mentally in a spot I'd never been in my life, all of a sudden I was like physically the heaviest I'd ever been in my life. So all of a sudden, I literally was like this new person that I didn't know how to function and how to control.
Right.
You know, we always hear the saying, you have to put the oxygen mask on yourself in order to help everybody else. But do we really apply that? And this is a perfect example of doing something very hard in order to be better for everyone around you.
What are you doing today? I guess that's a lot. That's a lot to take in.
Yeah.
What are you doing today to to overcome that or to move forward or
change? Yeah, it was super interesting to me. I'm not sure where it happened, but when all of this was going down, and I'm sure it's like with anybody, when you get knocked down enough, you have a hard time standing back up.
You bet.
And yeah. I was someone who used to faithfully meditate every morning for 10 minutes. I know that when I first started here, I would underwrite loans, and then I would send a message to Annette that said, I'm going to go for a run. I'll be back to underwrite more. I stopped doing that. I stopped working out. I stopped, you know, following, because for me, it's a lot of anti-inflammatory diet that it is needs to be super strong. And I stopped doing that. And all of these things that had created me before, I had totally lost. So now I just, one morning I got up and I was just pissed. Like, I was just like, what the hell is your problem?
Yeah.
Like, step it up. You know exactly what you need to do. And so that's what I did. I went back to my meditation. My meditation is just solely how I want the day to go.
Mm-hmm.
What are things that I want to accomplish during that day? They're not these great, grand ideas. Very simple, very small, because I realized that I didn't have the capability to make these big leaps. I needed to do these little steps. I really have faithfully kept those that were negative out. I got myself an accountability partner when it comes to working out.
Good for you. That's good.
We text each other every night. And it's kind of funny because days you don't want to work out, but she'll send me a message. I knew you were going to tell me that you would run, and I was going to be mad. And so I was like, I got on the treadmill anyway, and I didn't want to. And so it's created this awesome, fun environment. My kids have always been awesome, and they just got right on the Law family doesn't eat anything but anti-inflammatory foods, and like they've never said a word about it, and that's what our dinners are. And so I think it's every single day. And so what I try to do when I work out every day is just a small improvement.
Yeah.
Whether it's faster, further, one more calorie than I did the day before, a heavier weight than I did the day before, even if it's just for one set of something. Because what I realized is these little baby steps. Yesterday's push is now my new norm. So my new normal, and then I can build from that, and I can build from that. So every single day, what used to be a push is my new normal. And where before, if I was feeling tired or really struggling to push through something, I didn't have that. Well, yesterday I already pushed through it. So what's the big deal to, you know, push through it now? And that's honestly been what's the biggest change for me, was just that mindset. But I didn't realize for me the biggest push was going to be to change my locks. I didn't realize for me how much I needed to change my locks.
Well, I got to say congratulations for taking control of your life and choosing to be a better you. Because I've said it before, a better you is a better us. Right?
Yeah, this job is heavy. This job is hard.
Mm-hmm. Life's
hard. Yep, this industry is super hard.
Yep.
You want so bad for everybody around you to succeed. And I always answer the phone hoping that however I want to be treated is how I'm treating that person on the other line. And those are always things that you're constantly going through your mind, and they can build up. They can get heavy. It's a struggle, and there's days that are better than others. But I have a reminder that I continually am moving forward. And that's all it is. It doesn't matter how fast. It doesn't matter how great the jump forward is, even if it's just super minimal, I'm going to take it.
Well, we are very appreciative for you coming on and telling your story. I know I didn't know, but I do now. That was quite a process you went through. And if there's anything we can do to support you, you know, continuing that, let Allie or I know.
But I will. Yes.
Thank you for sharing this.
Of course. If anybody wants accountability partners, man, I'm game. I tell you what, that is
huge.
It is an awesome thing to know that someone is counting on you to do something that is also going to applaud you and support you and tell you atta girl. And I know tomorrow you're going to do even better.
Yep.
So I think
that's great.
Having the right people in your court is huge.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
And I think so much of the first steps taking is recognizing how far away from you become. And I think we go through life and we're just like, I don't recognize this person anymore, whether it's emotional or physical.
Mm-hmm.
And getting back to you really does mean cutting out so much of the negative that we didn't even realize came into our life.
But some of that is as hard as the people you're associating with every day. And that's not easy to do.
I think, too, resilience, when you kind of defined it, your definition and the real definition or vice versa, I don't think there's any footnote on there that says, well, you have to go through this to battle resiliency.
Right.
I think we all deal with it every day. Some levels are higher. Some moments in our life are different. But we have to figure out how do we get through it? Do we just lay there on the canvas? Or do we pick ourselves up and say, all right, let's go, bring it on?
Well, and I can only imagine that when you first are coming out of this negative cycle or this place of fear, worry, anxiety, or just lack of motivation, just taking the first step's the hardest part, where Janelle just getting up and moving was one thing. Now she's looking for the harder thing to do. And as humans, we set these goals to accomplish these things, but why are we only excited about it for an hour or 2 days after? It's because we want to actually do something else to be better, and we want to keep growing. And so you're getting in a better mental state as you have a desire to push further and further, and that just will continue to progress for Janelle. But it kind of goes into our challenge for this month that I want to just discuss really quick, and then Steve's going to give you a little peek into what we're looking to do in July. But a big part of resiliency is just, again, going back and focusing on you, and just a little self-check of where am I, how far off am I from who I know I am and who I want to be, and what little steps can I take to either get back there or to further my progression. And I think there are certain things we can do. I think meditation, prayer, being still, and having those quiet
breathing
moments, breathing are very important, because, and not picking that phone up first thing, but we call it priming ourselves for the day. So if you can have 10 minutes a day where you prime, and whether it's meditation, whether it's a gratitude journal, all those things. A letter to somebody. But looking at the sun is like walking outside, looking at the sun. But do something for you every morning, whatever that is. Singing loud in your car to change your state emotionally, standing in the Wonder Woman position, which really after 2 minutes does increase testosterone, which lowers cortisol, which lowers stress.
Wow.
Crazy.
Wow.
But do something for you. So prime you every morning for 30 days, figure out what that is, and get back to the you were and want to be again, or the you want to be.
And battle those excuses that are going to go through your head. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow.
For sure.
And I'll do it tomorrow.
Breaking the cycle that keeps us and keeps us resilient in life.
You know, Janelle made a comment that I don't think just taking it in chunks, right? Just starting small. You don't need to tackle the whole process. Start small. Eventually, you'll get to the whole process.
Absolutely.
So, challenge for July. This is Allie thought of this. I'd love to take credit for it.
I don't know. Kimber was a big part of this,
was
too.
Kimber thought of that, too?
Yeah.
I don't know who thought of it, but it wasn't me, and it was awesome. What we're going to do, this is quite interesting, so go with me. And I don't care if you're a manager in your prospective area, you've been here a day, a month, a year, whatever. Somebody needs to take the bull by the horn here. And in your prospective department, we want you as a group to do something either creative
or exceptional.
And look, I'm not giving you a playbook. If you want to go climb Mount Everest as a group and take a picture on top of it, fantastic. If you want to build the world's biggest paper mache volcano, great. Make it erupt, blow up. You can put it on TikTok. I don't care. We just want to see what you've done, Allie and I do. And what we're going to do in July, is it July or August?
I will send out the challenge beginning of July.
Yes.
The podcast, but the August podcast.
We will, whoever wins is where we're going to do that live podcast in August. So it doesn't matter if it's in Vernal, if it's in St. George, San Diego, Phoenix, Texas, right here in operations. I don't care.
Yeah.
We just want to see your accomplishment.
And winning, we say lightly, it's going to just be everybody's a winner that participates in this, because you are going to grow through this. And
yeah,
it will be something hard. We like to call it summer hard.
So maybe put your heads together as a group and come up with something creative, and let's see what you got.
Yeah.
Let's just do something, right? Do something.
Yep. Absolutely.
But we've loved being with you today. Thank you so much for jumping on. Those of you that are here, we know it's a 3-day weekend.
Yeah.
We'll get this recording out as well as the two prior that we do have for you guys. And we'd love to have you guys send us in ideas of topics, things that you, or your own story, so that we can have you on here as well. This is not about me and Steve, believe it or not.
Well,
it's a lot about Steve. But we would love to have you guys on. We learn so much from you and we grow from.
We want your feedback. We get some feedback. We want more feedback. If you have ideas, suggestions, just any feedback, we welcome and want it. Good or bad. We want to make this as beneficial for everybody as possible. So with that, we bid you a goodbye. Happy Father's Day. Happy Juneteenth. And stay safe.
And stay happy.
Thank you.